Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen, and joining me right now, I have a representative from Oak House, and we're going to learn together about what Oak House is and what they do. Terry Sajatovich is the director of Oak House. She's agreed to come on the program. Terry, welcome to Copper Country Today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's kind of jump right in this. As I said, I've been doing this job for a while now, and I'm usually aware of different organizations, especially those that help people in the Copper Country. And Oak House has been around for a while and doing tremendous service. And as we were talking earlier, I knew of them but didn't know of them.
Right.
And I'll explain that a little bit coming up later in the program. First, let's talk about Oak House. What is the purpose of Oak House?
The purpose of Oak House is to teach folks with disabilities to the life skills they need in order to have a more productive life, possibly move into their own apartments, just to be like you and I, to go out, have a job, recreation, live in the community.
Now, is this a branch of government or part of Copper Country Mental Health?
No, we're private. We're not part of mental health. We contract with mental health for case management work, but we're our own entity.
Yes. All right. And what is Oak House exactly? When I think of a house, I think of a home.
Well, it is a home. It's a big house with, we have 12 bedrooms. We have 11 residents currently, and it's a house where adults come in to learn life skills. We eat meals together. They cook, they clean, they go to work, just like you and I do. Okay. So it is basically a big house, and they're their own family. Everyone becomes family.
How does somebody sort of get involved with you at Oak House? They contact you, and is it some situation where they move in?
If they're interested, they can come in, take a tour, kind of hang out with us a couple hours here and there. They could use a respite bed. We have a respite bed where if they think they might be interested in moving from wherever they're at now, they can come in and use a respite bed for a weekend or a night and see how they fit in. There's just a simple application, your typical background checks, you know, whatnot, like any other agency. And then we just kind of go from there.
Well, this sounds really neat and also quite helpful. How long has Oak House been around?
We moved our first resident in, I think it was 1983, the first person moved in. And it was basically a group of folks saw that there was a house needed that wasn't your typical group home, but they weren't ready to live in their own apartment yet. And so there was kind of a middle house that was needed. So they kind of got together and formed Oak House. Hmm. And it's been growing ever since.
About how many people live at the home at the same time?
Right now we have 11 beds filled. And we have one respite bed. So we have 12 beds total.
And what is the respite?
Respite is, it's a bed where the community who are 24-hour caregivers can simply call, fill an application out, and it's a safe place to have someone care for their child, their adult, whoever it might be. And I say child's got to be 18 or older.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what are the ages of people living there?
Oh, geez. We range from 23 to 64, I think, is our oldest, so it's quite a range.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, with the respite, now, what does that do for the people who are caregivers? What does it provide them to be able to, take their loved one, the person that they're in charge of, to Oak House for a limited time?
Oh, my goodness. They drop off kind of leery of what's, because they're caregiver. They come back and pick them up smiling.
Yeah.
It just gives them such a relief. Some drop them off just for a couple hours. They can go shopping at Walmart with us, their loved one. And they can go out to dinner. They can just go to the show. Some drop off so they can just go on vacation for a couple weeks. Or if a family emergency comes up and they have to head out of town for a funeral or whatever, they can just drop them off. Hmm. And usually they know the folks that are living there. So it's like coming and spending some time with your friends. So right. it's very nice for the community, and they're filled. They're used regularly. It's a good service.
And I can definitely see the importance of that. We do try to give as much attention as possible, and you can never give too much to people who actually have a disability. Mm-hmm. But for those that take care of them, that's oftentimes it's a 24-hour 7-day-a-week job. It's it's hard to even, you know, if you just wanted to go have get your hair done or go to a grocery store, to have even a little bit of time to be able to take care of things that you need to, and also sort of get back, you know, a little, you know, release a little bit of the stress that builds up, and it will make you more an effective caregiver too, and you know, you're refreshed.
Yeah, exactly. It just gives them a sense of, it just gives them some time to breathe, you know, and like you said, go get your hair done and whatnot. And the folks that come for respite, I hear back that, you know, their guardian or parent will call and say, yeah, they're asking them to come back. When can I get them in? So it's also a vacation for them as well, because, you know, sometimes caregivers can get a little crabby and short. And so it's also a break for that person as well to come in.
What's daily life like at Oak House?
Oh, goodness. You never know what you're going to walk into. The day usually starts about 6. They get up. They all go to work. They'll take the transit to wherever they're going, about 8. Some go to school still. Some work half days, full days. And then about 3 o'clock, people are starting to come home. Those on the cooking program will start to cook dinner. They do dinner together as a family style about 4:30. Then after that, everyone pitches in to do some chores. So it's kind of like house cleaning time. They do the dishes, clean the bathrooms. They kind of just sparkle up the house. Then after that, it's just kind of hang out. We have one resident who loves to play music. So we have like a bass guitar, and they do drumming and piano, and some like movies, some watch or do the video games, you know.
Yeah.
They're so coordinated in that I'm not. they have the Wii games. Some go to the room and just read. It's just whatever. It's they just are free to do what they like to do.
Now, why is it important to provide an environment where they can sort of do regular daily activities that the rest of us sort of take for granted as, you know, something we do every day, but when they're usually at home in care of a caregiver, somebody is doing all that work for them? Why is it important to give them a, you know, chance to do all that themselves?
Well, the goal of Oak House is to teach them to eventually, at some point in their life, move into their own apartment, to be productive residents in the community, to volunteer, to do what you and I would want to do every day, to have a life, to go on vacation. And what Oak House does is it teaches them those skills. When I say doing chores, it's not just, okay, you go do this. It's, we're going to teach you how to do this. So when you move into your own apartment, you know how to do it. So there's a lot of hands-on teaching. Brushing teeth seems something simple for you and I, but we teach how to brush your teeth, you know, for 2 minutes, and we do it with them. Shaving, you know, putting your socks on right, you know, it, what you and I take for granted takes time to teach. And so that's what we do. We teach them the skills they need to be more productive. When they leave the house, are they groomed? You know, can they represent themselves proudly? So we work on things like that. So it's hard. Sometimes, you know, like you and I don't want to shave or shower this morning. Okay, you don't have to. You know, they also have choices that they're allowed to have, just like you and I. Every day, I don't feel like, you know, taking a shower and washing my hair. Okay, well, that's okay. It's your choice not to. But we do that in the boundaries of, do you look clean enough to go to work? That type of thing, you know. So are you representing yourself well? Does that make sense?
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, what is their response or attitude when it comes to, you know, okay, they're going to do their own laundry, or they're going to make their own meal, or, you know, take care of things. Again, like we say, we take for granted that we can do without any thought. Mm-hmm. We're doing secondhand. And they're being helped to do these things. Mm-hmm. How do they respond? Do they feel really great about this?
Depends on the day.
Yeah.
Most folks, when they come in, because they're coming from the home, they're not used to doing their own laundry or having to cook or having to vacuum or clean a bathroom. So when we start teaching them, they take pride in, oh, I can do my own laundry. One gentleman, for example, came in, never did laundry. He started doing his own laundry. He went home, and his mom was going to help him. He's like, no, I'm not a baby. I can do my own laundry. So, you know, they learn to take pride in it. and they see everybody else doing it. So, you know, the self-fulfilling prophecy that I can do what's expected of me. So we set kind of a high standard, and if you expect them to reach it, they'll reach it. It may not be like in a day or two, but they'll get there because they want to do what everybody else in the house is doing. They want to be part of that. I'm doing my own laundry, or I know how to clean a bathroom, or so.
As I mentioned when the segment started here, that in a way I knew of Oak House without really knowing about them. One of the your things that you work in is being able to help these people with some work, hands-on stuff, whether it's working up at Goodwill or IGA, you mentioned it at some different places, so that they can get that experience of being out in public, doing a job. And for a little bit of time, I was working a part-time at Goodwill, and a couple times a week, this group of people would came in. They were all real sweet as can be, hardworking, and they would help sort clothes. And someone told me, it's like, oh, yeah, that we, you know, they come in and, you know, they do this every you know, a couple times every week. I said, oh, okay, well, that's a great thing. And didn't know that that was Oak House that was actually coming in.
Some of them were Oak House, yep. We've had... They do a variety of jobs. We have one that works up at IGA in the deli. We have several that work up at the workshop in Calumet, and they used to do the Horner flooring things. They have a workshop, a wood shop up there that they work on. One works at the Calumet and IGA now. We had one when Perkins was open, worked in the kitchen. He's moved out to his own apartment, doing very well. We had someone work at Michigan Tech in the MUB. So the community kind of helps us out, and it's so important for the community to kind of embrace these folks, because it's teaching them how to be in the community, you know, how to be social, how to have respect, not only for others but for yourself. And we all like paychecks, and so for them to get a paycheck every other week, it's just, they just wait for the checks to come because that's the reward for being out there. And so it's really nice to teach them these skills, because when they do move out in their own apartment, you know, they're going to be expected to go to work and be productive and do the same thing that you and I are expected to do when we go home, you know. So it's the community is really helpful with Oak House, because they do kind of embrace our folks and they watch out for them. The community is great. I can have somebody go for a walk, and if they're not watching when they're crossing the street or something, or something's up, I can get a phone call before they get home. So I already know what's going on. So our community really, really takes care of our folks. They're wonderful.
Well, talk about how you've seen different individuals grow from being able to do these activities at home and then go out into the public with some of the things that you teach, and also be able to work at a job. The effect that you've seen that have.
Okay. One particular individual that I can think of, when he came into the house, he didn't know how to use a telephone. He was there for several years. And he is now living in his own apartment. He works. He gets around the community where he wants to go. He's just so independent. And then we've kind of undertaking a program. It's called RIC. And it's a group of disabilities in our community who want to have change in the community. And so some of these folks that lived at Oak House are now like the chair and the co-chair or secretary for this group. And they've met with Senator Casperson, Representative Deanna. They've had come to our meetings. They've been to Lansing a couple times. So just seeing them grow from not being able to use a telephone or know how to do laundry to, you know, meeting with our legal representatives, it's just so amazing. And being out there, and they're volunteering and they're working, and people know them and they're happy. I mean, they're doing things that they never thought they could do. Things that their parents and guardians didn't think they could do as well. So sometimes they're our biggest barrier, because they're so protective.
Oh, yeah.
And so to encourage and them to let them try these new things, it's kind of difficult. And I can understand where they're coming from. It would be hard to, you know, let that go. But it's great to see them grow and be out in the community. And especially when I take them down to Lansing to the Capitol building and meet with these folks, it's wonderful.
Talking right now with Terry Sijatovich, who is from Oak House, and as I would say with a lot of organizations and services like this, it'd be great if it was free to provide. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, that's not the reality of the world that we live in. Things do cost money. Talk about who first supports Oak House, and then we'll talk about a fundraiser you have coming up.
Okay. We get some funding through Copper Country Mental Health, like I said earlier, and then we have a grant through the Rural Development. We put an addition on the house, so we get money from them. And then we're private, so, you know, the folks pay rent every month like they would any place else, and they do two fundraisers a year to help out, and that's pretty much our funding sources. We rely on donations to do programming, and then we do fundraisers. And one thing that Oak House does too is you and I like to go on vacation.
Sure, yeah. I get one.
I know, right? Whenever you can afford one. We shut the house down for 4 or 5 days every year during the year, and we take them on vacation. And they've been to Chicago, Niagara Falls, Hershey, Pennsylvania, Mackinac City, Green Bay. We took them to a Packers game last year. So they've done a lot of different things. And so another reward for them for being, you know, they work. Because I've never seen a group of people work harder, I'll tell you. They take their jobs very seriously. And so our fundraisers also help do that. They help us shut the house down and take them away for a couple of days.
Yeah, we'll talk about your fundraiser. You got one coming up here.
We have one coming up. It's called, we've never done this kind before. We usually do a pasty sale, but we're tired of selling pasties. So this is called Fling Into Spring, and there's live music. We're going to have a bake sale and a silent auction. It's May 16th from 7 to 11, and we're doing it at the Orpheum Theater right downtown Hancock. We're just asking a $7 donation at the door. And we have the Altar Boys playing, and then there's some other local musicians that have agreed to come in and just donate their time for us.
Now, why'd you change it up this year? I mean, I love pasties, but decided to change it.
Well, we've had like 5-6 people move into their own apartments. Mm-hmm. Well, unfortunately, those people were our good sellers.
Oh.
Yeah. So our profits have gone down significantly from that, so we're trying to change it up a little bit.
All right, well, this sounds like a great thing. Auction plus some live music, very affordable costs at the door.
Mm-hmm.
What items do you have for auction? Do you know yet?
I don't know yet. If anybody wants to donate something, that would be awesome.
Okay, so yeah. You're still collecting. So
we're still collecting.
All right, well, yes. We're already past the midway point of April, so we have to get some items in directly. Now, this is a good opportunity because with you had mentioned that you don't really have volunteers working at the Oak House like you may have in some other, like at Little Brothers or
Correct.
Dial Help or where people help out all the time.
Correct.
So people say, well, I want to be able to help out something like this. This is excellent. Well, here's what great way anybody can get involved.
Absolutely. It would be wonderful if people could donate something for the auction because we don't run on volunteers. We have a small staff. There's only, I think, 7 of us.
Well, that's good that there's 7. I was worried it was just you.
Oh, good. Well, no. I got the best staff in the world. Put that out there. No, we're small, but you know what? It takes money to run a good program, and we run a good program. I will say that. We run a good program. It's solid. We see success in our residents. We see people moving out into their own apartments being successful, and we hear good things back from the parents and guardians. So in order to run a good program, you need money, unfortunately.
Yeah, if somebody has items that they want to donate, and this could be from businesses, it could be individuals with, if you've got individual collections or you're wonderful at making things and you would like to participate, how do they, where should it go? How do they get a hold of you?
They can call Terry at Oak House at 482-4231. And anybody there who answers the phone will be able to, just get in touch with me about it. Yeah,
okay.
That'd be the best way.
Now, I'm sure you see a lot of growth in people who come to Oak House mm-hmm. From the time that they stay there to the time that they leave. You mentioned
Absolutely.
A little bit about that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see people go through sort of the same set of stages, from that first day of being apprehensive and not sure what to do next? And do you, is it kind of the same pattern over and over again?
With parents, yes.
With the parents, yes.
The residents come in and they know everybody because they've either gone to school or worked with them. So they come in pretty relaxed, excited, anxious, like, no, go away, mom, dad, you know, I'm here. It's the parents that have the more difficult time. Hmm. Yeah, interesting enough. But they go through the same, you know, the first couple of months is really honeymoony and it's fun, fun, fun. And then when they start getting into the program, you see a little more of the, you know, apprehension type stuff coming out. But
well, after a while, you're not excited that you learned how to do your own laundry.
I'm telling you. Because when you learn that, you get to something else to learn. So, yeah.
One of the other benefits I could see of this is, you know, we often will take our friendships for granted in a certain way, and that, you know, we have school, we have work, we have mm-hmm. family, we've got, you know, friends out on the town. But a lot of these people don't have the opportunities that mm-hmm. we have. So a chance for them to forge bonds with other people has got to be tremendous.
Yeah. To watch them come into the house, and it's a family, and I dare anyone to say or do anything against anyone in that house because they're going to stick up for them. They become very close. And another part of the socialization of why we get them into the community is to make those friendships and those bonds outside of the house, away from the staff. So when they move into their own apartments, they have another support system. So we do work on that in the socialization period, but they become very close in the house. And I'll tell you what, I go home and I learn something every day from these guys. They show that unconditional love, no matter what. It's wonderful. They'll be mad at you 1 minute, but they're going to come up and show you respect and apologize. It's amazing. This population is amazing.
And what are holidays like?
Holidays, rock and roll.
Yeah.
We most of them go home for the holidays, but we do a big Christmas party, and all their family comes and friends, and it's really fun. But most of the time, they go home for the holidays. But we try to do little birthday parties and stuff at the house, but they get excited. We decorate, and they like the holidays.
Do their families interact at all? Do you ever have anything where, like, everybody's sort of invited and parents can share their apprehensions with each other?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The parents become support systems as well.
Yeah.
Yep. But they become very, they're all involved in the house. So when one set of parents comes in, everybody greets them the same. And, I mean, they just become everybody's friend as well.
Yeah. Perfect.
Very integral part of it.
Talking right now with Terry Sijatovic. She's the director of Oak House. Oak House is a wonderful home. Is no other way mm-hmm. to put it. It's, you know, it's yes, it's a service. Yes, it's an organization, but it's a place to live,
it's a
place
home.
To grow for people with mild development disabilities. Sort of a transitional place as they move from being under constant care from a caregiver by a loved one to hopefully be able to live, you know, on their own, independent. Mm-hmm. Just like any of us would want to do.
Yeah.
You have got a great fundraiser coming up on May 16th at the Orpheum Theater. They have an auction there. They have some music going on. It's $7 at the door. You know, if you really want to help out, certainly attend the auction and the fundraiser. You can also donate items to Oak House. They're in desperate need of those things. They got to collect them quite a bit. You need to get some good items on this.
We do. We need some good ones.
Okay. Now, if somebody is caring for a loved one with a disability mm-hmm. like this, and they're like me, they didn't know Oak House was out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have a waiting list, but, you know, to, you know, participate in maybe with the respites or to get on that waiting list, find out more about Oak House, what's the best thing to do?
To call me. Just call Oak House at 482-4231, and any of the staff there can guide you in the next step. Yep.
And
very easy.
If you're computer savvy, they also have a website that addresses Oak House Inc. So oakhouseinc.com. You can learn a lot of information that way as well. You know, I just want to, you know, commend you for your work here. I know it's a you know, it's a paid position, but you know, there are a lot of paid positions that probably, you know, you don't have to take home with you all the time. But I doubt any of them being as rewarding as the one you're doing.
It's great. I never anticipated working in a field like this, but it's wonderful.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Copper Country Today. We'll be right back.